Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Media Monday. I'm Sharon Hill, and this is Media Monday, every Monday at noon on Lilydale Blog Talk Radio. You can check it out. We have a topic or question of the week to begin the show, and right after that, we do take calls. You can ask a question or receive a spot reading, and the call-in number is 818-739-8818. It is posted on the Facebook Live comments, so you can check it out there. And we are broadcasting on Facebook Live. It is probably the last time we'll do this, and I don't know that it'll be saved. So if you have the chance and you're not going to watch this live, might want to catch it right away because it may disappear. Facebook's making changes. So I'll just let you know. We will find another way to stream the radio show. And if you have any suggestions along those lines, please send me a comment. Let me know. All right. So I am Sharon Hill. I am one of the registered mediums in Lilydale. And there are many of us who also have radio shows on Lilydale Blog Talk Radio. Colleen Vanderzijden, Celeste Elliott, Angie App, Willa White, John White, to name a few. You can check it out and check out all the offerings on Blog Talk Radio, Lilydale Blog Talk Radio. Check it out. And almost every day you can find inspiration, guidance, information, something about spiritualism, something to feed your soul on the radio at Lilydale Blog Talk Radio. So today's episode, I have an interesting topic. I always take what's coming up for so many people during the week and make that the topic for the radio show. My thought along those lines are, if it's coming up for so many people, it's probably coming up for many more. And so I'll pass that along and maybe give you some tools, some insight, something that you can do, guidance or information or inspiration to work with the challenge or the topic. And for today, you know, what's coming up, so many people have been in this COVID situation so long, and really the world is changing. And many people's lives have completely changed, and they don't know where they're going. They want insight into, you know, what job will I have? Where will I go? Am I moving? Just a major shift for everybody here in these times. And, you know, so many people are requesting answers in that regard. So I thought today I would give you some little tool, if you will, little tip, little tool, something to try that you can use to get your own answers. Remember, all of our answers are within. I do offer, and I lead a intuiting the year ahead, and I do that month by month or quarterly. We have one coming up the end of February. If you're interested in joining that, please send me a message. You can find me on Facebook, send me a message, ask about it if you're interested in joining that, because we do have one coming up at the end of February, which will be covering the next 3 months. So, but we go into ourselves. We make the link to the spirit world. We make the link, center ourselves, make the link, and in a meditative state, that calm, relaxed, expanded awareness. That's what we're looking for. So if you don't meditate, you can learn that. There are many places you can go, tips and tricks, just the breath. I like to center myself in six directions, above, below, to the left, to the right, in the front and behind me, centered in six directions. I feel my feet on the floor, feel myself sitting in the chair and feel the chair holding me up, letting go of the breath. So you take a big breath in. See yourself centered in six directions all the way to infinity and let the breath go and just sink right down into the chair and feel it holding you up. Because if you feel the chair holding you, you realize that we don't need to hold ourselves up, that we are perfectly cared for in this moment. And we can let go, we can surrender, and our awareness, our consciousness can expand into the field around us where information is available. And then information from our higher self becomes available to us in a way that would be much like giving a reading to others. So if you're a developing medium, you know, this should be an easy exercise for you. And if you've never done mediumship, you can try this because all our answers truly are within, and it's our own guidance that we seek. So you ask, then why do people get readings? And the answer is because we get in our own way. Some of us don't have the skills developed yet, and some of us have an emotional attachment or charge or know things about things, and the information gets in the way. So there's a variety of reasons, and just like a group of people, if you put more than one person in a room and you ask a question, you will get a variety of answers, and all of them are valid. So it's about getting the information, receiving the information, and then ultimately making use of the information received. One of the things I've learned along the way is, you know, people always say, well, you know, they'll ask you about your own life, and then they'll look at you and say, but you're a medium, you should know. Well, it doesn't really work that way. You know, we have to do our own life too, so we're not always privy to seeing things. But, you know, many of us do get premonitions. We learn to heed them. Many of us, you know, do receive information. I personally have set it up so I'm on a need-to-know basis. So if there's anything I need to know, it will come in the moment. That's how I work with my spirit and, you know, try and stay connected then as much as you can. So when you're linked, when you're connected to spirit, and if you pose a question in your own heart or out loud, so one of the exercises you can do if you like insight into your own life, can sit in a meditation, ask a question before you go into the meditation, and then just go through the meditation, pay attention with awareness, don't do anything. And when you're done, then you can record, you know, the information or insights that you received. It's one way to do it. Because remember, we all have guidance and we're all being guided and we're all receiving information. It's a matter of being able to register what we're receiving in a way that we can pay attention and make sense of the information being given. And then keep a journal, keep a dialogue. Another way to work with it, if you really have some questions you'd like answers to, it does require a partner, and I'm sure you'll find someone who can help with this. But write a list of your questions and then hand them to another person or text them to someone. You know, we're in COVID, and if you're not able to visit or see people in person, you can text them your questions and you can link online through Facebook or Skype or Zoom, any number of ways that we have available to us, or even just a conference call, you can link and you go into a meditative state, make that link to the spirit world. Make the link so you don't think. Link, don't think. Centered in six directions, surrendered to receive. And then have your friend ask you the questions one by one, as if you are reading for someone else. But the questions have been made by you, so ultimately the answers that you receive will be, and they will say who they're for. So it's kind of like being a surrogate for yourself, but it's one way that we can gain access to our higher self, our own guidance, without getting in the way, so that our link is established. And as long as we stay with that link and don't think, you know, the information will just come just like it does for anyone else. And then you just give the information and make sure you record it. And when you're done, you'll have answers to your very own questions from your very own intuitive and guided self. It's an excellent tool if you're looking for insight, if you're looking to do the double check, if you have been receiving guidance and you want to check it out. You know, it's a fun thing to play with. So go ahead and try it out and find ways that work for you so that you can get your own answers. So mediumship isn't just for others. You know, we can use it as a valid way of getting information and insight for ourselves. And certainly, once you make that link and you have that experience, you will. And that's what it's about. You know, it's our own growth and our own evolution in our spiritual journey as we continue to grow and evolve, you know, but our journey is the same as everyone else. And so we don't get any bypasses or shortcuts, no. And we have to go through it like everyone else. And so the tools that we use may be a bit different than most people, but we're sharing them here so you can use them too. And give it a try. It's a lot of fun. It certainly will be insightful. I guarantee that. And you may be surprised by the information you receive. You may think you know something and find out something else completely different. So, you know, go ahead, give it a try, and then comment me. Send me a message. Let me know how that works for you. And was it easy? Was it difficult? Were you able to get information that was helpful to you? Did it make sense? So send me a comment, share your information so that other people can see too and know that there are ways that we can work with ourselves and our own intuitive gifts, you know, to make our lives better. We the medium for ourselves, not just for others. All right. So that is today's topic, how to receive guidance for yourself, how to get information and insight for your own life. And give it a try. I hope it works. Send me a message. Let me know. All right. I want to thank you for listening to Lily Gale Blog Talk Radio. You can call in to ask a question or receive a spot reading. The call-in number is 818-739-8818. And we have people already waiting online. So if you're going to call in, we will get to as many as we can. Please understand that these are brief readings because we want to reach as many people as we can. So for our first caller, in telephone number ending in 2574, 2574, who am I speaking with, please?
Hi, my name is Claire. I'm calling from Georgia.
Your name is, I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Kim, K-I-M,
K-I-M. Kim, Kim. Hi, Kim from Georgia. And did you have a question or would you like a spot reading?
Spot reading, please.
Spot reading. Huh. I'm seeing in days gone by a cat walking out of your life. Did you used to have a cat, please? Was it someone else's cat?
No, I don't even like cats. I like dogs.
You don't like cats, and this will be my guess because I see it walking through, okay, and it isn't yours. It's walking through. Would you understand living with someone at one point or being close with someone who did have a cat?
No.
Okay. I want you to think about that after your reading. I don't want you to spend the time now. But I'll tell you, it was like an auburn color hair to it, orangish, yellowish kind of hair. And it just walking through, and you, it is not yours, because I do have the feeling, I agree, you don't really like cats. And it's just moving on through. And I feel it moved on through with other people in your life. I have a gentleman here, spirit side, comes in very close, and he feels fatherly to me, but he doesn't feel like he's your father. All right. I want to say it was on the inside, I'm going to say sometimes you have facial hair, okay? Pardon me?
I said yes.
You understand this. I want to say he's here, and he would be stroking a cat, too, and I don't feel it's his either. So we have a bunch of people here who pretty much staying places that weren't theirs, all right? So I'll let you know that. And sometimes you have to put up with the things you don't like if it's not your place and you don't have all the control. And this will be significant in your life right now if you're not getting what you want and you're putting up with a situation or tolerating what's in and around you for the moment, not because there's anything wrong, but because you haven't made a decision what you want to do yet for yourself, okay? And that's where you are in your life. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Thank you. And this gentleman saying, you know, I think he never decided wherever he was, kind of wherever you lay your hat is your home, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. My father was a Rolling Stone, kind of, and I'm feeling that, right? You understand?
Yeah.
And I'm feeling that you're a bit, your energy is a bit unsettled because you don't quite know where you're going and what you're going to do, all right?
Correct.
And I'm sure you would love for me to tell you, and I would love to tell you, and they're not showing me. What they're showing me is learning to be okay with who you are, where you are. That's the biggest challenge you've had in your life, damn that.
Yes.
Acceptance is the key to all your problems today. That's your message. And just enjoy the moment in the moment and be grateful that there isn't anything wrong. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right. So they're not giving you answers that you will come to yourself, but you will come to them yourself. Just learn to be here now in the moment and with appreciation and acceptance. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You are welcome. My pleasure and privilege. For our next caller, telephone number ending in 2106, 2106, who am I speaking with?
My name is Sophia.
Sophia, where are you from?
Georgia.
Georgia, another Georgian. Georgian? I don't know how to say that correctly. Wow. All right. And did you want to ask a question or would you like a spot reading?
Spot, please.
Spot reading, oh my heavens. You love a barbecue, don't you? You love to cook out.
No.
Okay, then this may be a memory, so bear with me because this is what they're showing me, and
okay.
I'm going to give it to you, just like they're showing it to me. I'm at a barbecue, and we're flipping burgers. Okay, it's not a I'm really seeing just burgers being flipped here. But we're outside setting. And you have shown up to an occasion, and you're feeling out of place. I do believe this will be a memory. And there's a gentleman cooking on the grill, and I feel that there's an odd situation of a sort. Either we have a mixed family, or we have an ex situation here where we're feeling very uncomfortable. Does that make sense to you in some way?
Possibly.
Right. Think about it.
I think you're making take it in the past. Uh-huh.
Memory, okay? So, and this memory is being shared by a female in the spirit world. And I want to say she comes in on mom's side of the family. She's quite lovely. She had a beautiful smile. If you could get her laughing, she really had a deep, hearty laugh. If you could get her going, and it wasn't always easy to get her going. She would just smile, not say a lot, but very pleasant. And, I do see that she just went with the flow and she wouldn't stand up for anybody. You understand that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And she needed to stand up for you and she did not. You understand that?
Mm-hmm.
And her mother did not stand up for her either. You understand that?
No, I can't take that at the moment, but I'll note it.
Okay, note it. And it may be the in-law, and maybe the mother-in-law in that generation, okay? Or one of the grandparents, the other, okay? So we may have switched sides. But I feel that, you know, no one ever stood up for you. And so as a result, you have a hard time standing up for yourself. You understand?
Not anymore, but I can take that.
Okay. But you understand where we are and how you got there then, right?
Yep.
Okay. And so would it be true that the good news is when you really start to stand up for yourself and say like it is, you end up alone temporarily, right?
Yep, and that's okay.
And that's okay. Better to be with someone, right? Better to be with yourself in truth and love than to be with the wrong person, right? And so I'm feeling that's a lot where you are right now. But the good news is you get to recreate your life. And right now you're making the list. You have grandchildren you would absolutely love to see. Is that correct?
No.
No?
No.
Are these nieces and nephews or grandnieces and nephews? As I have they're showing me that there's family you would like to see and you're not seeing them right now. And you're mostly deciding who you're going to keep and who you're letting go of. You understand that part?
I can take that.
Okay. So it comes up all together and making a decision. Like sometimes we might want to stay connected to the kids of parents we don't want a relationship with, right? You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'm feeling these things for you, like you're sorting out who stays, who goes, who you're going to connect with, who you won't connect with, and all these things. So you're in that place. It's a perfect opportunity to do that. And that's what they're showing is significant in your life right now. All right? And I'm going to take you all the way to Christmas of next year because I feel Christmas was like a deal breaker this year. Does that make sense to you?
This year or last year?
We may be a year back. Hard to tell the timeline here. Would you understand?
2020. Yeah, 2020 because of COVID. Yeah, we were pretty much just to ourselves. Yeah.
Right, but there were people who reached out anyway in the ways they could, right?
That reached out to me?
Yes.
For Christmas?
Yes. People that you stayed in contact with, even given COVID, not seeing them in person, but the long and the short of it is people have sorted themselves out of your life. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I can take that over the years. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I think it was real clear this last Christmas, who was in and who was out or who you really, you know, you're at a place in your life where you only want to be with the people you want in your life. Okay, and this is you've spent a lot of time, effort, and energy getting to that wonderful place within yourself.
That is true.
Right?
That is true. Wonderful place.
And you are. You've done a lot of work, so you're getting kudos from the spirit world. And now you're learning how to maintain it. Okay. So I do see you're currently not seeing anyone, but there's a gentleman coming in. You understand? Is this current or future?
I'm not seeing anyone right now.
Okay, but you are open to it. And I do see someone there because I'm seeing a glass of wine here. Okay, so I don't feel, but I feel that you're picky and you're choosy and, you know, you're not someone who's looking to get married out of the chute or any of these things for any wrong reason. You've done a lot of work. You're going to maintain your integrity and you still have every intention to enjoy your life. Kudos to you. You're getting kudos.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
That is true. I got goosebumps.
And you're getting a huge apology from the spirit world. Is this a mom to you who didn't stand up for you, right?
Yes. It was a situation. It's just a situation. She was lovely to me, but my grandmother raised me. But I can take that with a certain situation. Yes.
She's giving you, I have chills everywhere. I've got chills. She wants to make an amend to you for not being there. Okay? And she's giving you kudos for how you've managed to come through everything. And just a genuine heartfelt remorse or intention to let you know how sorry she was. All right.
Wow.
So please accept her apology with love and know that it's genuine, and how proud she is of you for not having to repeat the past. Okay?
Wow. That's amazing.
And good luck to you. You have an awesome life coming up, so just keep enjoying it. Keep being who you are. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling in and listening to Lily Dale Blog Talk Radio on Medium Monday. All right, for our next caller, telephone number ending in 3308. 3308, who am I speaking with, please?
Hello, thank you for taking my call. It's Lucy.
Hi, Lucy, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from upstate New York.
Okay, from New York. Lucy from New York. And did you have a question or would you like a spot reading?
Okay. Yummy. Yeah, God. I think a spot. Let's go to this.
Are you sure?
I'll go with this. Yes. I have so many things going on. Then
pick one because we don't have all that much time. Pick one.
No, but if you do a spot reading, then spirit will pick the one that is more.
Gotcha. Okay. As I tune with your energy, I'm aware. Would you understand a baby in the family somewhere? Now, it's not your baby, but there's a baby in the family somewhere, relatively new. I want to say not walking yet, okay? Or not walking well yet, at least. Or this is show wrapped up. Would you understand a grandchild of yours, please, or a child that's in the family that you're concerned about?
No. No,
okay.
No.
Do you have children, please?
I have two.
And your children have children?
Understand. No, not yet.
Not yet. Okay, then let me bring you a message. Okay.
They don't want to have children, though.
Okay.
They're really taking precautions.
And that might be the issue. And, you know, my niece got pregnant taking precautions. So tell them be extra careful because they're showing me a baby here. So if somebody doesn't want to have children, then really you need to take extra precautions. But they're showing this to me, at least it's an issue in the family. Are you really wanting grandchildren and not having any yet?
No, I don't pressure. I am okay with the...
Okay. They're showing me a baby. So that's the first thing I just want to let you know that. All right. And they're showing it wrapped up. So alive, wrapped up. So if someone doesn't want to have any children, then, you know, they need to be extra careful. All right. Aside from that, I'm seeing, they're showing me that you're feeling a bit isolated from people right now. And again, you know, it's because of COVID. So there's not a lot of traveling, visiting, things of this nature going on like you normally would. Okay? Make sense?
Kind of. Yeah. Okay. I guess everybody feels the same way because COVID, you cannot go so many places.
Right. Everybody's feeling this.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. It's affecting some people more than others, though.
I think it's a general reading for everybody. The ones that just didn't go or not willing to go anywhere because COVID and because taking care of the other people, not taking care of myself, but taking the care of the people that I may.
Other people. Do you take care?
Yeah.
Okay. So they're highlighting this and really feeling the separation of family is what they're highlighting for you. Okay. And, I also feel that you have a schedule that's not very compatible with other people. Do you understand that?
Yep. I work.
work and don't see anybody, and you're always working and not getting to see anybody. It's really how they're showing you. And so, you know, it's not going to be forever. They're also showing you love movies. Is that correct?
No, I don't. I prefer to be listening to you and listening to other people. and being part of groups, spiritual groups.
Okay. Because they're showing kind of like watching old classic movies. Does that make sense to you in any way? From the past?
At some point, yes. I like romantic kind of.
Classics, romantics, right? But I'm not seeing the Hallmark Channel at Christmas for you. No, I'm not seeing that. I am seeing that you stay engaged like you can while you're missing the people that you want. Okay? And that's how they're showing you right now. I don't see it being a reprieve. I do see someone coming to visit you by cab, though. So I'll let you know that. And I do feel as if I'm in the month of March. It feels like it's a male, and it feels like he'll be stopping to pick up something and then come for a visit or pick you up. All right? So I'll let you know that, too. And that's really about all they're showing me for you. So it tells me that a lot's not changing right now, and that everything...
They're going to lay me off from my job.
They're what?
They laid me off from the job. They just told me my position was eliminated, was impacted by automatization.
Okay. And I'm wondering, I'm not seeing you have a better schedule, but I am not seeing you out of work. So it looks like other work will be available for you. Okay. They're not showing a big concern with this, because I feel that your skills are in high demand and need, and I'm seeing you than elsewhere, but I don't see the best schedule for you. Okay.
Oh, wow.
So you may have to kind of take what's available.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then I do see a visit in March. All right. So that's when things... So right now you'll be dealing with your work situation, but I do see you'll find a position. I do see you might not like the hours, or they're not conventional hours or what you're used to, but I do see it going well. So no concerns there either. All right?
Yeah, I don't have concerns either. I'm glad. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just wonder my mother didn't come to the reading, and I was hoping that she will.
I'm not familiar. I have someone here who had terrible digestion trouble. That's who's here.
Oh.
And straight over top, I feel like they had quite a bit of weight on them. They were fluffy.
Oh.
Right?
Oh, that must be one of my father's cousins.
Okay.
No, but my mother was very skinny.
Yeah, it's definitely not your mom. This is not mother energy. Okay?
Yeah. It's a man. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
All right. And good luck to you. And just, you know, when one door closes, another one opens, just go ahead and walk.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Yes. Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. You're welcome.
I believe
Thanks
so.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Next caller, telephone number ending in 2-694-2694, whom I speak with, please.
Hi, this is Randy.
Hi, Randy. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Colorado.
Randy in Colorado, and how can I help you?
Today's my birthday, so just a general
happy birthday
message. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, my heavens. I have a lady here comes in. Now she's walking in from Dad's side of the family. But the way she's walking in, would you understand a step-parent situation in a generation, please? Do we have a death and remarriage or a divorce and remarriage?
That would be on my mother's side.
Okay. Because I'm feeling...
So did you say it was a male or a female?
I have a female coming in.
Oh.
But I'm aware that... So this could be a mother-in-law to you. Does that make sense?
I have a mother-in-law, yes, in spirit.
Okay. And I feel like she's bringing in a cake, and I'm concerned that she might trip and drop it. Does that make sense to you?
No, but I guess I'll pay attention to that.
Okay. Now, she is in the spirit world. Do you understand?
Yes. My mother-in-law?
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Did she have trouble with her balance prior, or her mental state prior to her passing?
No.
No. Okay. Because I feel almost like I'm so preoccupied or whatever, I'm in such a hurry or whatever, that I'm bringing the cake in, but everything kind of last minute and kind of, is it going to happen or not? Do you understand that reference?
No, but I'll pay attention to what I mean.
Then it may not be your mother-in-law, so we may want to think about other people. And so I'm just going to leave that with you for you to think about. Lovely lady, she wears a dress, so that will be significant too in helping you to identify her. But she is coming in on from the father's side of the family. But if it's an in-law or step situation, remarriage, then it will be opposite. So it will be the mother's side of the family to whoever that's related. So just think about that. I'm not going to spend a lot of time. She is bringing a cake, because I feel like everything's been last minute for you in your life right now. Do you understand that?
What do you mean by that?
Like, we don't know if everything's going to happen until the last minute.
Hmm.
As if we're planning a party, but we're not in the last minute. As if,
well,
okay, you understand?
I would say yes, that's true. Because we,
okay.
Yes.
And things have been working out, but we never really know till the last minute. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's not a lot of pressure, and it's not a big deal, but you know, we're not used to living like that too much. All right. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, like today, like we, my husband, but just at the last minute, like he did, we were going to go to a museum, and then he called and they're sold out. And I'm like,
right.
Well, why didn't you call a few days ago? Then we would have been.
Exactly. Right. You're with me. You understand exactly what they're talking about. Right. I think this actually may be his mom. And did he not get you a cake for your birthday, or not get you something else?
Well, he got me Valentine's Day flowers, but no cake.
That's
okay.
Not the same thing, is it?
I was joking yesterday. I'm like, aren't you going to bake me a cake?
Okay. So
I don't know.
His mom's bringing the cake. This is what she's, okay, so we understand this. She's bringing the cake. She cared about, she's lovely. She cared about what you wanted. She liked you.
Did she? I don't know.
Okay. I feel that she wanted to do what was right. She might have cared a lot what people thought about her. You understand?
Care. Well, no, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Think about that later then, because the energy feels like it fits her, and she is bringing a cake. And I feel this will be to make up for her son. Okay? Would you understand she would have done anything for her son?
Yes.
Okay. Including help him out with you.
That I'm not so sure of. I think they didn't want me to be in there. I don't think they liked me, and I don't think they wanted me in their life at the time. But I mean, we're together a long time now, so
together a long time. And she isn't helping you, she's helping her husband be the good guy.
Okay.
So that's who she was, right? You understand the difference?
Yeah.
Okay. So he didn't bring the cake, so she's bringing the cake so he can be right. Okay. She was very vested in kind of who's right. All right. Who's, say, do you want to be happy or do you want to be right? She wanted to be right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And she wanted her son to be right. Okay. And she would have done anything and taken his side all the time. So, but, you know, even if he married you against her wishes, you know, she didn't have control, and that was the issue. All right. So please understand. Anyway, she's here for her son. Will you pass that along, please? It seems like he needs a little bit of encouragement. He seems a bit scattered and preoccupied lately, and it feels like he's working one job or two jobs, or working a job and looking for work, or there's something going on there in the work situation. Do you understand that? And so maybe his thinking's not always as clear as it usually is, right? So will you pass along her love to him, and thank you for receiving her. She's actually quite humble here. She knows you don't have to do anything for her. And yet who you are was always polite to her.
Yes. True.
And she's profoundly grateful for that. She's acknowledging she didn't deserve it. Okay.
Thank you.
I'll let you know that too. And that she knows she loves her son. She has no doubts about that. She sees
That's
that
true.
From where she is. And that you've always had his best intention at heart. And she didn't trust people. And that's what happened. You got caught up in her distrust of people. But she sees the truth. And she sees how much you love him. And she's grateful. And she was wrong. And she wants to let you know that. And will you pass her love along to your husband as well?
I will. Thank you.
She's also showing me, and would you understand, now is your father-in-law also in the spirit world, please? Because she's showing
yes.
me a set of wedding rings, hers and his. Does your husband have both their wedding rings, please?
We might. Probably.
Okay. They're showing that to me. And if you want, you can have them remade for yourselves, okay? If you would like. So they're showing
okay.
that, right? Now, you might not want, but at least you can use.
Are they saying anything about Dave? You said he was scattered with his jobs or whatever. Are they saying anything about that? Like, is anything going to come out of any of that? Or she's not saying much about that.
Right now, he's kind of in the struggle trying to make things work or find something that works. Okay. I do feel ultimately he will be successful. But we're probably looking at April, right?
Oh,
okay.
Somebody else gave me that date, so that's cool. Yeah, you're right on with both. You're really good. my in-laws are passed over. Thank you so much.
My pleasure and privilege. Take good care and good luck to you.
Okay, thanks. Take care. Bye bye.
Hi, telephone. Telephone number ending in 1470. Who am I speaking with, please?
Greetings. This is David. I'm in Palm Springs, California.
David in Palm Springs, California. And how can I help you?
Well, I actually do have a question, but I'm also kind of psyched about a spot reading. So whatever you're feeling, I'll go with.
Go with the question, and I think you're going to get the reading anyway, but go with the question.
Okay, so My perspective of my life has been that I'm wrapping things up. And I've had a lot of people I've known before come into my life, and it's been a process of saying goodbye to a lot of loved ones from a lot of different lives. And that's really slowed down in the last 10 years or so. And I'm wondering if there's still more people out there that I have to say goodbye to. I'm not talking about in this lifetime. I'm talking about because this is it for me. I'm not coming back. So are there other people I'm missing? And if so, how do I find them?
Oh, my gosh. That's a huge question. And honestly, when I'm asking about it, I actually have a guide who's stepping in here and saying they'll be brought to you or it'll come upon you how that's to happen. Otherwise, don't worry about it. Okay? So
okay.
Just like I said, I'm on a need-to-know basis. They're kind of working that out because you've stated your intention. And if there's any closure that you need, it will be kind of creative for you, all right? The opportunity will be creative for you. It will either come upon you to think who it might be, and you'll write, or things will happen, and you'll cross paths, all right? Or you'll seek them out, but not to worry about that, okay?
Okay.
As far as doing closure, I'm seeing that your health has been in and out. Does that make sense to you?
Not really. I'm pretty healthy.
You are right now, but I'm seeing that there was a time when maybe that wasn't the case. There was a concern. You understand?
I had a pneumonia about 2 years ago.
Okay, so you understand. And they're showing this to me. And would you understand, along with that, you really got to thinking about things, and then all of this came, and it's just been like... you've been thinking a lot about your own mortality as well as saying goodbye to others, right?
No, I was ready to go. I was happy. I was ready to go. I didn't seek medical treatment, and I had spiritual intervention. I had, like, light beings all around me that kept me alive. So
Right.
I was ready to leave.
Right. But so you would understand facing your own mortality.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
You are. And doing closure, though, but it's made you, it's kind of like all the closure that you're doing. I don't know how to say this exactly. You got a kind of a window into what's important and what isn't. Does that make sense?
In a way, yes.
Okay. And so you're kind of, your MO has shifted slightly, and they're not at all concerned about you. They're not concerned about your health now. You're very healthy, and it's given you the opportunity to pick and choose what you want to do while you're still here. And yes, it has eliminated any fear of death for you. Okay.
Right.
And you would welcome crossing because you had the experience of what it will be like. And you're just fine with being here, but you're making the best use of the time you have. All right. That's how they're showing you. Okay.
Okay.
Would you understand having had a close partner feels like younger than you who passed into spirit? Does that make sense to you?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
I haven't had a lot of partner type relationships. So. Okay.
This would have been, and I think he might have passed a while ago. So I have a male here, younger male, and I feel like there might have been a tube down me, okay? I have dark hair and smooth skin, which will be significant. I'm in a place, and we're going back here quite a ways, or I'm going to give you a relative age of what he was in this circumstance, and hope that you can place it from that, because I'm not quite understanding. I want to place him probably in his 20s, mid-20s, maybe, anywhere from late teens to, like, I'd say 20 to 30, probably. Look young for his age, smooth skin, dark hair, straight hair, olive-toned skin. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't kind of jive. I mean, I didn't have any relationships until I was in my late 20s.
Okay. And again, he looks young, and I may be off on the timeline. Okay. And it may be a friend of yours from back then. So bear with me here. Because he's
okay.
Coming through spirit side, and he's saying that there are people spirit side in and around you. You had many friends. You've been on a spiritual path for quite some time. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, since I've been, it's all I can remember. I mean, I was declaring as a child that this was my last lifetime and I was seeking enlightenment. Yeah, that's all I've ever wanted.
Thank you. And there have been many people crossing your path who would not take it up.
Yeah.
You understand that? He's one of those, and coming through to actually show regrets, because you had the answers and you give freely of what you have. You really are a blessing to people whose lives you come in contact with, because you give very freely of what you have. And people don't always appreciate what it is they're receiving. Okay. And
they sure don't.
And that's what wants to give to you. This was a gentleman who really didn't take to the spiritual way of life. I don't think he felt God loved him. And or could, and it had devastating consequences. But that you always knew, despite all, that God loves us, okay? And you knew that in your heart. And I have a lady here. Now, would you understand, mom's side of the family, was there an aunt? Now, this might be grandma's sister or mom's sister. Okay?
It's grandma. Aunt. It's grandma's sister. It's Aunt Louise.
Yes, thank you. She loved you, and you loved her, and there was a knowing between the two of you. Do you understand that?
Yes. It was never spoken. We
never
just kind of had a... Yeah.
You saw it in each other's eyes. It was a soul connection, and you knew it, and you felt it. And no, you never talked about it, but you got it. And she's coming through. She had beautiful eyes. She's coming through, and she's just beaming with pride about your life. Okay?
Okay.
And she's saying that, were you told when you had pneumonia and almost crossed, Were you told that you couldn't go?
Not directly. I had this, so it actually happened that I was in a fancy hotel when I got really sick, and I ended up staying there, and I thought I was going to die in this beautiful hotel. And I was having a hard time breathing, and this being showed up, and it identified itself as David, which I thought was kind of ironic. And I said, "Are you the angel of death?" And he said, "No, I'm not, but I have been for other people." And I said, "Are you here to keep me alive?" And he said, "You're not going to die." And I said, "Are you here to keep me alive?" And he said, "You're not going to die." And he wouldn't answer my question directly.
Right, because it wasn't your time. Right. So you'd not have permission. Anyway, your aunt is sharing this with me, okay? Your occurrence there. And just saying that how much more good there is for you to still do. And that's basically what they're saying to you. I wish I could meet you in person. You will be absolutely lovely. It will be a pleasure and a privilege.
Well, I will seek you out next time I'm in New York. I lived in the city for a bunch of years. I never made it up to your neck of the woods. But if I'm in New York again, I'll look you up.
Thank you. That'd be awesome. All right. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening to Lily Dale Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. All blessings.
All right. Our next caller, telephone number ending in 3255. 3255. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hi. My name is Carol.
Say again.
Carol?
Carol?
Yes.
And where are you calling from, Carol?
I'm in Colorado.
Carol in Colorado. And did you have a question or would you like a spot reading?
I feel I would like a question. I just feel like I have, people that have passed on, my ancestors. And sometimes I get, you know, comforted in that thought. So I was wondering if you see or feel anything around me.
Yeah, because I touch in with your energy. Now, I actually have a lady here, spirit side. She comes in, mom's side of the family, and she's collecting people, okay? She's bringing family together here to answer your question. She's trying to get people here for you so that you can see. And she's sharing a memory with would you understand, I'm seeing like your mom in a one-piece bathing suit and all of the kids in the summer. And we have like a little pool, right? You understand this?
Yes, yes, I do. Yes.
And she's bringing everybody together, okay? She wants everybody to come, right? You understand? And
yes, I do.
And I feel like neighbors and siblings, you had neighbor kids who were also sometimes like siblings. And that would include cousins as well. So whoever was there, okay, right? You understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay. She's sharing this memory, and she says, "We're always all here, honey. Oh, we're always all here." And she said, "Whenever you need us, just call." And she's showing me that she's aware you've been sitting on the bed or sitting. You've been going through pictures of the family. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do. I understand that.
And she's been there with you going through. And you've had a lot of feelings come up as you've been doing this, kind of like taking a walk through the past and through the family members, feeling the sadness of missing them. But that's because you feel the joy of having had them in your life. Okay, so she's been with you. She knows that. And she says you have to be careful because you've always been a bit sensitive, she says. Right, you understand? And that,
yes, I understand.
You know, you'll be the one, if you're feeling sad, you would find that, you know, that old country song where you lose everything, including the dog, and you'd play that for a long time, hoping that it makes you feel better. But really, it just matches the feelings you have in the moment. It makes them worse. Okay? As you're saying, you've been sensitive, and you have to be kind of careful. You don't want to spend too much time feeling sad. All right.
I feel connected a lot. and feel like I talk to the, my family who's passed on.
Yep.
And I feel that I feel that connection with them.
She's acknowledging that. She's just saying, feel the joy and not the sad.
Yes.
Okay.
That's, yes, I understand that.
Okay. So, yeah, she's acknowledging that. And she's collecting everybody. You always have a crew around you. So, and you're sensitive. Yep. And that you get it. All right?
Yes, I do. Yes, thank you so much.
You are welcome. My pleasure and my privilege. And take care, and thanks for listening to Lily Dale Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
That is our last call for the day. We're out of time, and I don't have time for another call. But I do want to encourage you, again, if you would like information about the offerings, what's happening in the off-season at Lily Dale, please go and check it out on the website at lilydaleassembly.org. And you can also listen to other radio programs, get insight and other information, have your soul fed. Check it out on Blog Talk Radio, Lily Dale Blog Talk Radio, and the other shows that are also available to you through the week. Colleen Vanderzijden, Celeste Elliott, Angie App, John White, and Will White. So plenty to take from, plenty to learn if you just check it out. If you're interested in contacting me, either for a reading or you would like more information, it's RevSharonHill.com. Again, thanks for listening to Lily Dale Blog Talk Radio. We have exactly 3 minutes. You know, people are hanging up. I'm going to go for one person who called in last and didn't hang up. 3395, who am I speaking with? 3395.
Hi, yes, you are.
Who is this?
My name is Penny, and I am in Bella Vista, Arkansas.
Okay. Did you have a question? Quick question.
I was just calling in for a spot reading.
Okay.
But I don't have a real particular question. Just wanted to see.
They're showing me spot, like spot the dog. Would you understand a beagle or beagle-type dog, please, crossed into spirit?
Oh, yes.
Immediately comes through, loves to romp and play, and I see you have some land where you are. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, nice. Good weather and land. It's a little bit flat, but and the grass doesn't grow too thick. But other than that, you really are good with animals. You really have a gift. I'll let you know. I also have a lady here. Spirit side feels like grandma, dad's side of the family. All right. Do you understand? Grandma,
yeah.
Dad's side of the family. She loved you. And she was quite an authority over the family in that position. And she's just coming through with a lot of love, letting you know she's watching over you and kind of watching as you're going through things. I feel you're doing kind of a cleanup here for other family members that were years. Understand?
Yeah.
And that she just wants to let you know you're not alone. You've got guidance with it. And that it's an unfair burden is how she's calling it to you. But she's grateful that you have the grace to do it. Okay. And she wants to let you know you're not alone. All right, dear?
Yes. Thank you very much.
My pleasure and my privilege. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening to Lily Dale Blog Talk Radio. And we are out of time. Again, I want to thank everyone for listening, and you can tune in again next Monday at noon at Lily Dale Blog Talk Radio. Call in number 818-739-8818. Thanks for listening, and I hope to hear from everyone next week. In the meantime, take care.